It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, so we read Mike Lombardi and listen to him because he's got good insight into the Patriots. He's certainly got a line into Bill Belichick, longtime Belichick Bobo, maybe Chief Belichick Bobo. From way back, Cleveland years. Worked here for a couple of years as well. So he's tight with Belichick. His kid, Lombardi's kid, is currently on the coaching staff. Mick Lombardi, is he the quarterback coach for crying out loud?
I think that's right. Didn't they hire a new quarterback coach, though? He's somehow involved with the passing game.
I've lost track, frankly, because I don't care. Unless it's a Bobo's son, then it's more, you know, nepotism and just, you know, buddies and friends and friends' kids. And that's what the staff has become. But anyway, you pay attention to Mike Lombardi. He writes for The Athletic. The first thing that he writes here that I want to read to you. Well, he's one of these guys that says the Newton signing is not a reflection on Stidham, which I don't buy. You know, either we were being oversold Stidham from the start or they saw something in the last couple of weeks that changed their mind on Stidham. It's got to be one or the other. And it could just be that first thing that they oversold him, overhyped him, and some people bought it. But it's got to be one or the other. Anyway, Lombardi says the Newton move, was not an indication of distrust in the talents of Stidham, which I disagree with. But here's something I do agree with, and that is that whole question of, are they going to try and fit Cam Newton into the Patriots offense? Or are they going to adjust the offense to fit Cam Newton? And what's going to be the bigger move? And I felt and I do feel that the Pats offense has to move to Newton. It'd be stupid to do it the other way around. I think they should fully embrace what he does. Not only that, you know, if he's trying to preserve himself by running less, I would not encourage that. I would encourage him to run. I'd use him as a runner. And if he's trying to preserve himself and he's not going to get the contract he wants, you know, the whole league is going to more mobile guys. And if not runners, then at least someone who can, or quarterbacks that can have that read option game in them or the escapability in their, you know, in their toolbox. And so I just think the more Newton runs, the better year he's going to have and the more marketable he's going to be.
I mean, it's the one thing he really does exceptionally at quarterback.
So I think Newton should want to do it. They should want him to do it. This is not a long-term play. You don't worry about Cam Newton's health in 2 or 3 years. You want to get a monster year out of him and then move on.
I mean, what other thing does he do that you would call elite?
So run him. He's got a strong arm, but I don't know if it's elite. He's not an elite passer.
So that's what I mean. Is he an elite leader?
Size.
Okay, but I sort of put that in the same umbrella as the running game. Like, he's hard to bring down. So he's a good ball carrier. Like, that's the one thing he's exceptional at.
So Lombardi says, Newton will not be walking into the Tom Brady offense when he arrives in Foxborough. The Patriots are way too smart to force a system of offense on Newton. They will change what they do to fit Newton's game. So that I liked. And then he takes a shot at Tom Brady. He takes a couple shots at Tom Brady.
This is good.
He says, instead of relying on Brady and the game plan to put the Patriots in the perfect play each down, Josh McDaniels will have some unscripted positive plays, which were never part of the prior offense. So again, just the way he writes that, which is saying either the coaches had to dial up a perfect play or Brady had to put it on a dime. Otherwise, we weren't getting any plays off platform, as they like to say now. We're not getting any scramble plays. We're not getting any adjust. It's either Brady dials something up or we've called the right play and the guy's wide open. Otherwise, we don't get anything. We don't get any athleticism. We don't get any playmaking out there. And that's what that That's what that comment says.
Read that line again about what and game plans?
Instead of relying on Brady and the game plan to put the Patriots in the perfect play each down, McDaniels will have some unscripted positive plays which were never part of the prior offense. So unscripted positive plays were never part of the prior offense. What a shot.
Oh, totally. Yeah, no.
And Lombardi knows it because his next sentence says, this is not a knock on Brady. It just indicates the vast difference between how each player operates. Spare me. That's a shot at Brady. And I think the coaches are looking forward to the play breaks down. The quarterback runs around, finds the fourth option as he's running around. And, you know, we got a big play where none was there. I think they're looking forward to that, as any coach would. But it's a shot at Brady in the interim. But
So now all of a sudden they like that.
Here's the real shot. You know, right. You mean make a play as opposed to just do your job?
Right. No, now they like that. Now they like the fact that their guy can freelance and create something out of nothing. When what they really wanted Brady to do was read the defense and throw to the guy who's open.
Lombardi says, before they signed Newton, the Patriots had a good team. They were going to have to win in different ways than in the past, when Brady could throw for 400 yards and score 35 points. Even had Brady come back, the Patriots were going to be different, in part due to some limitations in Brady's game. And the overall structure of the team.
Oh, yeah, no, the human sandbag.
So again, another
it
shot.
It is Tom Brady, the anvil.
Another shot.
Weighing him down, man. They're a hot air balloon ready to get off the ground, and old sandbags is holding them down.
They were going
to
be different because of some limitations in Brady's game. He said change was going to happen with or without Tom. Now it's much more manageable, which is another great shot.
Yeah, because Brady would have been a pain in the ass. He never would have accepted this change. He would have been a diva. He'd have been bitching about the fact that they weren't throwing because Brady became a pain in the ass and hard to manage. He was high maintenance over the last couple of years. High.
Now we either have a crap bum veteran like Hoyer or a kid like Stidham or a guy like Cam Newton who's desperate, has 1 year to reprove himself, and so everyone's going to listen to what we have to say, and we can manage them better.
Exactly.
It's more Brady had become unmanageable.
Correct. The sandbag was unmanageable on top. It was an unmanageable sandbag.
I also, the way he likes it, says this, the Patriots may have lost some players on defense, but they will be younger, faster, and talented. So he kept it real there. Do you see what he did? On defense, they're going to be younger, which is true. They let some veterans walk out the door, and they drafted some kids. They're going to be faster, because when you draft on defense, you just automatically get faster. The young kids are faster than older players.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be younger, they're going to be faster. And he said talented. He didn't say more talented. He stopped himself.
Right.
He stopped himself from saying younger, faster, and more talented. Instead, he just said younger, faster, and talented.
Right, because they lost talent on defense.
Which is another way of saying less talented. They're still going to be talented. They're just going to be less.
Right. No Jamie Collins.
So it's very, very crafty the way he did that.
No Kyle Van Noy. There'll be plenty talented.
Younger, faster, and talented.
Talented enough.
We'll be younger, faster, and less talented. Talented, just less talented. Then here's the whopper. Probably the biggest question mark.
Double whopper.
Probably the most significant question mark for the 2020 Patriots won't be the offense or the defense.
This is so outrageous. This is so stupid. Go ahead. Go.
But rather, their rookie fifth-round pick, kicker Justin Warwasser. If he is the real deal, writes Lombardi, then watch out. Watch out for all the field goals. Watch out. 3 points are going to come rain. 3 points on your chin all day long.
Seriously, though, I mean, how many teams are going to beat them 23-22? Huh? Who's going to win those games? They got a couple of legs on that roster, man.
Holy
between
crap.
Vorwasser and Bailey.
I mean, he's a question mark. I'll give it to you. He doesn't have a rookie kicker. Fine. But if he's the real deal, then watch out. What's he implying there? We're going to kick teams into submission? You got 39 of 40 on extra points. Watch out, dude.
Yeah, no, it's MMA now.
We got a guy
to kick him.
He's going to make all of his kicks. Watch out.
You're going to do jujitsu out there and kick the opposition.
Meanwhile, the Patriots' offense was going to change anyway this year because Brady sucks. And instead of relying on the perfect plays and guys being wide open, now finally we have a quarterback who can maybe create a second chance and make a play down the field. And the whole thing's going to be more manageable because that a-hole's finally off the team. Like, talk about just... So this is why we read Lombardi, because he carries Belichick's water.
We're going to have to keep tabs on how old Sandbags does down there in Tampa this year. Seriously, do the sandbag update every, like, Tuesday. Tuesday's a good day to do it. We can do it with the big boy. One sandbag to another.
McTakey, as a card-carrying millennial, boohoo Brady crew member, how's all this make you feel?
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel totally gross. This is the worst thing. This year continues to get worse. Now, all of a sudden, we bring in a stopgap at quarterback. Why? Because the kid isn't ready. I thought the reason you move on from Tom Brady, the greatest player in the history of the league, is to build the next Patriots team, the next great Patriots team, right? Oh, wait, no, we have a stopgap now? Oh, that's so gross. And when I hear Lombardi say, oh, no, all these things... Rohrwasser, really? I hate this year. I hate everything about it. Thanks for welcoming me in to share this, though. I do appreciate that.
No, but what a
my
year.
My last case of takes back.
Here. Of all the years to select the kicker from the Posse Comitatus.
Yes, a tough year to do that.
Alt-right militia member, you know, on the steps of the Michigan State House right now. He's, again, like I said before, he's on the front yard with those folks in St. Louis with the submachine gun. Of all the years to draft that guy. Like, and not that, well, I guess I could have seen this. It was in April. It was before... That bleep hit the fan, but either way, you know, they got that whole thing. We forgot about that whole issue.
If he's the real deal.
Watch out.
Watch out. No, they're going to kick the other team in the shins.
No. Wait, if he's the real deal, then you've made some field goals. It's not watch out. It's like, if he's the real deal, you got the next kicker. Okay.
That's well, such an asinine thing.
Wonderful.
It's like, are they putting him in the season ticket letter? Is that what they're doing? The cover of the media guide? Like, that's come and see Justin Rohrwasser in the 2020 New England Patriots.
Ay, vey. Seriously. But, you know, there it is. There it is. The thing that I was stuck on today, Maz was a day early, is what it says about Stidham. It has to say something about Stidham.
I was a day ahead.
Yeah, what'd I say?
Early.
What's the difference?
Early implies that it wasn't timely. It was early. A little early. It hadn't happened yet. Earlier. A little premature. Early is premature.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Either way, Maz had it. It's what it says about Stidham. I just assumed I'd get some reporting in the last day, the last 24 hours, that told me, well, they felt one way about Stidham when this offseason started and they evolved to feel this way. Because I think that's clearly what happened. Or the reporting is that the Patriots sent out a bunch of bullcrap on Stidham because of X, Y, and Z, whatever those reasons are. Who knows with Bill. But Cam Newton being here means only one of two things. Either they overhyped Stidham and put out a bunch of bull crap about how ready he was and they felt about him, or they changed their mind here in the last couple of weeks, either based on something Stidham did or said, or just the way Bill woke up one morning. It's got to be one or the other. Because if they were as all in on Stidham as was being portrayed and reported, then Cam Newton wouldn't be anywhere near this team. So it's got to be one or the other. That's where... That's sort of the lead thought. Never mind this Lombardi stuff. To your calls on everything right after these words.
Boston's home for sports. Failure and Mass. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and making getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like,
I've said it since day one. You know, I'm an African-American quarterback that may scare a lot of people because they haven't seen nothing that they can compare me to.
As much as I love Cam Newton, if I played against Cam Newton, I'd put a hit on him, no question. Because if you're dabbing and supermaning and you're kicking my butt, I'm going to get the players together. I said, the first guy can hit that guy, take him out. We got to get rid of him because they rub it in pretty good.
Newton in the shotgun. Takes a snap, going to run it himself, dives, reaches, touchdown Cam Newton. He broke the plane before the ball came out of his hand. Cam Newton doing his little post-celebration dance. He's getting pushed and shoved. Now a little melee, a big scrum breaking out to our right behind the goalpost, going into the padding. It's a Pier 6 brawl.
It's a 3rd and 9. Rushing 4. Ball comes out of the hands of Newton. It's on the ground, and it's still on the ground. Picked up by T.J. Ward at the 4-yard line.
Cam Newton decides not to dive in there and backed away from it.
I guess he made a decision it wasn't worth to go in there and get it.
We didn't lose that game because that fumble. I can tell you that.
You say the wrong thing?
Yeah.
It's worse than what it is.
But you just walked off. You're opening yourself up for more criticism because everybody going to say, oh, you dabbing and smiling and styling and profiling when you win it.
Right.
So this is how you go like when you lose?
Per Adam Schefter, Panthers are expected to release quarterback Cam Newton.
Cam Newton and Carolina Panthers, I think it's been a little bit contentious here over the last couple months. You drop him in a new place, in a new environment, where he has to re-earn everybody's respect and trust. I think Cam Newton is going to shine.
The Patriots are just the type of team to sit back, wait for the market to settle, and then, when there's not a lot of action, move in and get somebody like Cam Newton, the former NFL most valuable player, signed to a one-year deal. And that's exactly what happened here.
Again, that the whole masterstroke narrative. Boston Herald really played it up.
Karen Garesian, our good buddy.
Robin Hood playing off the hoodie. Robin Hood, it's like we robbed the league. Garesian says Belichick does it again. Back page, Belichick wins again. It's like a Belichick love fest here. Belichick plays cards right on Newton deal, she says. Hooded one pulls last-minute deal out of sleeve. She says that Newton was the plan all along. That was the guy. They are monitoring it the whole way and was just waiting to pounce. Belichick knew he could, quote-unquote, risk letting Cam Newton stay out there because he knew no other team would take him and that the longer it went, the better the price would be. And furthermore, that Garesian says that Belichick touted both Stidham and Hoyer as his possible starters to keep people off the scent. So it was all a play. It was all a play, which is that very well may be right. Like, again, we can't have it both ways. You can't say Stidham. He's the guy, and then have them sign Cam Newton and say, well, this doesn't mean anything about Jared Stidham. No, it means you were oversold on Jared Stidham. And Karen Garesian says Bill Belichick purposely oversold people on Jared Stidham to keep them off the scent on his interest in Cam Newton. Furthermore, Bedard, I think, points out in his story in Boston Sports Journal that Belichick didn't offer minimum money to Newton and didn't show any interest in Newton early on because if he had come to Newton with this offer earlier, it would have insulted him. That when there was still a chance for him to go elsewhere, there was still more of a market that if you say, here's $1 million minimum plus incentives, that's a bad look for the Patriots. That word gets around to other agents and players, makes them look cheap, pisses Newton off. And so the Patriots, to get him at that number, had to wait and wait and wait for him to come to them and say, I'm at peace with that number. And
so then again, it's about the number.
Boy, that's convoluted, though, isn't it?
Right. So again, but this is what I'm saying.
I mean, do you want the player or not?
Right. No. They wanted the player at a certain number. And they don't care whether the player was Newton or Dalton or Jameis Winston, which is why, again, you want to say it was the plan. I'll give you the financial plan. We were going to get a quarterback for $1 million. Fine. Who? Whoever's left. Well, then, okay, then it's not about a particular quarterback. It's about the salary. It's about getting the quarterback at that number. See, this is why I can't give them credit for Newton, because there were too many variables in between that could have had Newton ending up somewhere else and Andy Dalton still on the market.
Exactly. So again, Bedard writes in Boston Sports Journal, Newton wasn't the plan, but this outcome was the plan. The Patriots wanted and expected Brady to come back. That failed because Brady really did sign elsewhere out of spite. So his cap space went to Joe Tooney. After that, and knowing there would be more starting caliber quarterbacks than starting spots available across the league, the Patriots decided then that they would likely take whoever was left to compete with Stidham and Hoyer at about the minimum for this season. And that was it. That was the plan. So that is saying that if Jameis Winston was the last guy standing, Jameis Winston would be here. How would you feel about that plan? Is that some sort of master plan?
No, I would hate it.
If Marcus Mariota were here for $1 million plus incentives.
Hate it. Worse.
If Andy Dalton were here for $1 million plus incentives, that would have been the guy. So they're just going to wait to see who's shuck free.
Correct.
So filet mignon or dog food?
No, again, three of us go out to dinner, me, you, and McCarthy. Okay, and they say we've got one of everything. I end up with a burger. Yeah, but that's what I wanted. You two get lobster and filet. Oh, yeah, but I got what I wanted. Bull crap. That's a complete bull crap.
So,
of course it's bull crap.
So Bedard, you know, it sounds like we're bashing Bedard. We're not. We're just reading the coverage. But, you know, but Bedard's been pushing back. We could have him on and we could have him in, but why? It's so much better for us to read his story and then bash him on the air and then for him to listen to us and then bash us in on his website. Isn't that much more easy?
We get more content out of it.
Yeah, we don't have to talk to each other, right? And you can extend the thing.
Like, but I actually think, I mean, all bashing and nonsense aside, I think he was closer to the truth than anybody. He said early on, and again, it stuck with me, that the Patriots weren't quite sure that Stidham was ready, that he was going to need another year. He said that early on. And I think that now the fact that they brought in a veteran quarterback on June 29th, which was, you know, or June 28th over the weekend, the fact that they did it confirms that. They weren't completely married to Stidham. They have some doubt there.
So Bedard says, I didn't write it was a good plan or a master plan. Just that was the plan. So fair enough. I don't see the words master or good or fair enough. It was just the plan. And he says, and yes, they would have taken basically anyone at minimum. So you can't give Belichick credit for standing underneath the sifter, the sieve, and waiting to see what drops through it.
Right, through the drain.
And whatever's going to drop through there is what I'm going to pick up and say, well, you had that one. Well, you nailed that one. Master plan. You know, he sure had this one scoped out.
Yeah, but it's ever left on the clearance table.
He was just waiting, right, exactly. So the last thing left at the yard sale, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
he had a nickel in his pocket.
That's why you can't go in saying you were looking for a microwave oven, and then all of a sudden it's the last thing on the clearance table, and you get the microwave and say, yep, that was it. Like, you know, it just, I'm sorry, I can't give him credit on that one. Now, if they had signed Newton early on in the process at what I would call a team-friendly deal, $5 million guaranteed, $10 million in incentives, you know, or something. Fine. Great. Newton saw it. They saw it. Great. They targeted the guy. There you go. They didn't target Cam Newton.
So, to me, Cam Newton would not have been my choice if Stidham really still is the guy. If Stidham's really the guy, then I want a legit veteran who could start to legitimately compete with him. But who, if he loses to Stidham and goes to the bench, is still going to be a team guy and fit within your structure, which is what Andy Dalton would have been. He took a backup job in Dallas, which is what Marcus Mariota would have been. He took a backup job in Oakland with a chance to compete. It's even what Jameis Winston has done. Took a backup job. Where'd he go?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay, so like these guys have
like 1.1 million or something
have already proven that, you know, they'd take a job to back up. Cam Newton ain't going to back up. And you see him, like, and I don't blame him. Like, he's a league MVP and a number one overall pick and a huge star. And he still carries himself like that. His online business, his the way he promotes himself, the whole thing. He got left at the altar. He is, this job is about setting himself up for next offseason when he can reclaim his career and get back to being a top paid quarterback and restore the brand. His brand is not restored by coming here and holding a clipboard and losing to a fourth round pick in training camp and then backing him up. His brand gets further destroyed. He goes back into just career backup territory is what he slips into, if that's the case. So, you know, if he's Joe Flacco, who's backing up in you know, with the Jets, or he's someone like this, Geno Smith. He's more on those lines. So he can't back up. It doesn't fit. He's better off sitting out the year and saying, I got screwed over by the Panthers. They held on to me too long, and the league doesn't understand what they got and all this thing, than losing in training camp and being a backup. So he makes no sense as a backup. He can't back up. Those other guys could. Dalton would be a good backup. And now, see, where I break for most people is that I think Hoyer fits that bill too, because I think you could win with him as a starter. Bill could anyway. But certainly those other guys do. So if Stidham is still really the plan, Newton is not the best choice here. Some of those other guys were, because they would have been backups.
Yeah, Stidham's not the plan. He's not. They have doubt about Stidham, clearly. And so, and my other point with regard to Stidham is, well, you know, they like him in the long term. Fine, but that's assuming the development continues the way they want it to continue. What if it doesn't? Like, this idea that they know what Stidham's going to be, he's just not there yet, they don't know that either. They don't know that. They're hoping that. They think they have that, but they don't know it.
Doesn't feel like they're that confident in it. I would say that. You think a guy's, you know, for sure going to be ready in year three, but no chance in year two? I don't know. So the Stidham thing did take a hit, whether the folks want to acknowledge it or not. I promise. I see you all lined up. To your calls after McCarthy's update.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mass.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mass.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
At the same moment, within a minute, right, of this announcement, we get from Schefter, oh, they got all these penalties for videotaping.
Same exact minute, by the way. It was boom, and then let's hide this one under here, bang.
How transparent was that? If anyone's thinking they pulled one over on us, like, hey, we just found out, like, the moment we announced Cam, like, come on. So everything's strategic. Everything in PR is about when and how. And it seems to me one of these stories, at least, Pat, one of these stories, whether it's signing Cam or these penalties against the Patriots, has been out there. I mean, under the mushroom cloud, maybe for days, maybe for weeks. But they decided they wanted to put them out together.
Smart.
And use their sources to do that in order to soften the blow of the penalties.
It's Andrew Brandt with Pat McAfee. That's what the Patriots did, and it worked. It worked. It's all Cam Newton. All Cam Newton. Nothing to do with the Patriots and their latest cheating punishment, which, thanks to an emailer, when you look at it, when you add it all up, all their cheating scandals and all the draft picks they've lost, they have lost the equivalent of a full draft board of a year's draft.
I mean, we're talking 8 picks, 1 in every round and 2 in the second if you trade out one of the first.
Well, so again, just to reset, this is what an emailer did, but it, I mean, you don't even really have to do that. If you have a generic draft year, and you know, I guess it would depend exactly where you're drafting, but let's just say the 15th pick in every round and you have 7 picks, the Jimmy Johnson draft chart has a certain value to that, whatever, 2,500. If you added up the draft value of all the Patriots draft picks that they've lost in cheating scandals, it equals 2,500.
Correct.
I'm making those numbers up, but
right.
That's the math we're using. An emailer took one of the 2 first round picks the Patriots lost for Spygate or Deflategate, one of those 2, traded it down as Bill would probably do, right? For a couple second round picks and a 5th or whatever, the draft value chart added up. If you did that and then looked at the entirety of the draft picks lost, it would equal what again?
A first, 2 seconds, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
So more than a full draft.
Yeah, you'd get 8 picks in 7 rounds, 2 in the second.
More than a full draft.
Yep.
So by their...
Isn't that unbelievable?
They've lost more than a full draft class from cheating scandals.
Of course, yes, that's right. And of course, the Patriots would have traded out both of those seconds and stockpiled them in the 6th and 7th. That's what they would have done. But same idea. What they lost in actuality was 2 firsts, a 3rd, and a 4th. But if you trade out one of those firsts for the Jimmy Johnson value, you could have gotten 2 seconds, a 5th, a 6th, and a 7th.
It's great. They've lost a full draft class. I mean, when I joked as it was a Herschel Walker trade, the Ricky Williams trade, right? Ricky Williams trade. Didn't they trade the full draft board?
Yep, the whole draft board.
So that's essentially what you've done from all your nonsense with
Correct.
with your videotaping and everything.
Right. In order to have Bill Belichick, you had to give up a draft. You had to give up a whole draft
because of
the cheating.
It's still worth it.
That's the amazing part is if you were to ask people that, would you do that? They'd say, yep.
Of course.
Yep, I'd do it in a second. Absolutely, I'd do it.
Add up the picks you gave. Include the picks you gave to get him in the first place.
And ultimately, Bill's responsible for that whole draft board. I'm sorry. Like, I know this one was Kraft Productions, and I don't care. The fact that the penalty...
Their reputation got him this
absolutely,
penalty.
Absolutely. And he's responsible for the reputation. Is that Bill's dealings and doings and his dirty dealings and doings ultimately is what cost them this pick too, because it's all about Bill's lack of credibility when it comes to the league.
This is what we would have been talking about without Cam Newton all week, 5 days, 4 hours a day. Too bad.
2 firsts, a 3rd, and a 4th for cheating.
I'm actually pissed about it. You couldn't wait on Newton for a week?
It's really unbelievable when you think of it in the aggregate. Over, 13 years, they've lost 2 firsts, a 3rd, and a 4th. Wow. That is, you can't make that crap up.
We could have, we would have done that all week. Pisses me off.
Wow.
Andrew and Quincy, we'll wrap it up with your calls and zip through these. Andrew and Quincy, go.
They got a good kicker, though.
Hey, how you doing? I was calling to see what you guys thought about this take here. I think Cam Newton needs to be exactly like LeBron in Game 5 in Boston. No dabbing at the first downs. He needs to learn how to slide. He needs to learn how to, get out of bounds quick. And I think the sharper he stays his mind, that's how he'll be for the rest of his career. He's 31. He's still young.
Okay.
I think he could set up the next 5 to 7 years if he just keeps focused. He'll play smarter if he's focused.
I'm with you. LeBron, Game 5, whatever year that was, 2010? Whatever year. Yeah. Okay. So, yep, that kind of focus. I don't want any nonsense. The dapping, the Superman, like all that crap, just leave it at the door. Take the coaching, win at a high level, and then go set yourself up for the rest of your life.
I mean, as far as athleticism, like, this guy's not far from LeBron.
Okay, so the thing about sliding and getting out of bounds, yes, but I want him running. It's a waste to bring Cam Newton in here and not run him.
I mean, he's not the same player without it.
And I think he'd be selling himself short if he stopped running. You know, turn into a pocket passer all of a sudden? Look at where the league's going. Look at all the top quarterbacks. They can all move. So show everybody how you can move. You've been one of the best moving quarterbacks in the history of the game. Bring it. Let's see it.
He's a freak when he runs the ball.
And the pass don't have to preserve him. They don't have to preserve him. You're not worried about what he's going to be next year or the year after. You'd like him to get through the season, but even then, you do have Stidham, and he's still the guy, apparently. So what do you got to lose? Turn him loose.
Well, this is why they're going to carry three anyway. But first of all, they're going to have to do it because of COVID. Like, who the hell knows? You got to protect yourself from that. And then on top of it, and they're going to be roster expansion anyway, right? They're going to add players one way or the other, whether it's to practice squads, depth charts, whatever it is. But beyond that, if Newton's going to run around, you got to have another guy who can play.
Eli in Acton. Hi, Eli.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to quickly say, like, I've been drinking the Jared Stidham Kool-Aid, but when we say the guy, which is a completely subjective, opinionated term, like, does anyone think that he's going to get us, even if he's exactly everything you thought the Patriots thought he'd be, more than 10 wins? No. At least not for me. I bought the Kool-Aid, and I didn't think he'd get 10 wins. And if we didn't sign Cam Newton, I would consider this like a Boogie Cousins situation with Murray screaming in the chair, why didn't you get him? Because give yourself the best chance at any quarterback that's a starter, a quote-unquote guy that can get you 10 wins. Why not? Bring in competition.
Okay, I mean, the why not? I mean, Cam Newton, you have to manage the whole Cam Newton thing. So, I mean, there's a why not there. And the Bill's good at managing that stuff, so I don't really worry about that. There are people who think that you hold Stidham back, that he's not going to play, and so he's lost a year of development. I think you can develop him on the bench, but that's a why not. That if Stidham's really your guy, the sooner you get him in, the better. The more work he gets in, the quicker he'll arrive. And so that, you know, that's a why not.
See, to me, that's not a big one. Mike, you talk about the sacrifices you have to manage. You have to change your offense. You have to change the way you do things. That's a big sacrifice.
Well, to me, one of the biggest drawbacks is he can't back up. He's not going to be a backup. You're going to have to cut him. So it's not even like you have that guy who could start, will compete, but if he's the backup, you've got a great backup. He ain't going to back up. You're going to have to release him. And so to me, that's why, that to me is one of the biggest why nots. Chris and Raynham. Go ahead, Chris. Hi.
Hey, guys. I consider myself an expert at Jared Stidham's wife's Instagram. I just want to give you a quick update.
Please.
She hasn't posted about him in about 5 days since this all broke that he was in Texas. And she's always posted about him. And I also wonder, does that mean maybe he got the call up? And just to show how cold-hearted Bill is, Cam Newton was signed on her and his one-year wedding anniversary that they were celebrating down in Texas.
Oh, that's great, Chris.
I know you guys are in a rush, so thanks. Have a good day.
Okay, keep me posted on that stuff.
I'm sorry, I like that guy more and more.
Yep, Chris, good little nugget there. So wait a minute. That was Stidham and his wife were just like all over how can you blame him when Brady's all over the thing and Cam Newton's all, I mean, everyone's all over the damn internet, but those two, and, you know, at least do something first, I guess, maybe. So he and her are all over this thing. They signed Newton on their wedding anniversary.
It'd be totally Bill to do that too, wouldn't it?
Took a big dump on their wedding anniversary post.
Yeah, no, really, happy anniversary, you're back up again. you're the backup again.
Yep, happy anniversary. Now go to the bench and shut up. David in New Bedford.
Study the playbook.
I was wondering how many games you think Cam Newton could help the Patriots win versus Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, David, I looked at it like this. Stidham, Hoyer, you're going to be between 8 and 10 wins. Now, if it's Cam Newton, you're between 10 and 12. Like that.
Yeah. So, my numbers are a little lower than yours, but same idea. I had him 7-9. Somewhere in there, 7-2-9 wins.
With Hoyer or Stidham, or is there a difference?
No, with Hoyer and Stidham. I mean, if it's Hoyer, they're going 6-10. Like, that's the way I look at that. But to me, the ceiling was about 9 or 10 wins with those guys. And with Newton, it's a dozen.
Ceiling's higher. And then it's not just that. It's, you know,
a bye and the playoffs and a run at the Super Bowl.
The bye means, tomato can game at home after a week off. Like, we all know the implications of that thing. Which changes the equation dramatically. So, like, it's really not just, it's not the 9 to 10 wins, it's Bosch's non-buy.
Right. It's the ripple effect of it. I mean, you had the path to 10-6 with Hoyer, for crying out loud.
I did.
What do you have with Newton now?
Path to 10 wins. I told you, 10 to 12.
Path to 14-2?
10 to 12.
Are you going to sell me tomorrow?
Unless he's Supermanning, then I bench his ass. We don't do that here. Scott in the car.
Sell me more bull crap?
Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I smell a rat. I just don't think that Cam Newton was the pick. So, because if he wasn't playing, they would have signed him at least a month ago.
Your phone's not good enough to continue. I don't think he was the plan either.
He wasn't.
Bedard has it right. They were just going to sit there underneath the sifter, and see what shook free and take whatever that was, which is not a plan. So, no plan. Sorry, you don't get credit for it.
No, the only thing it was we're going to pay $1 million for whoever's left. So that's what it was.
So Murray could have been available at the last. He would have been your third quarterback.
Correct. Jim Murray, yep, quarterback of the Patriots.
On that note, the final word comes your way right after these words from our sponsors.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Absolutely nobody.
Nobody, McCarthy.
It is a big anniversary here on the Felger and Maz program.
Oh,
it is.
No.
We have a best of. No, no, Felger. It's all good. You're good. This has nothing to do with you.
Like, what do we do?
Maz did something.
June 30th. Give me the year.
This is, I don't know the year. I was not told the year.
Well, I can't help you.
2015.
The 5-year anniversary of Maz's reaction
doesn't
to
help.
The Olympics not coming to Boston.
Oh, this is so good.
I looked at the first picture, you know, why that circle today. Then during the Olympics with the stadium there and the horseshoe, I thought, man, that looks awesome. And then the idea of what it would look like after the Olympics and the sort of the revitalization of Boston. I said, now this right here is what I'm talking about. Right there, right there.
It'll help make us a true international
city. Yep, and I read the comments from Pagliuca and the revised plan and all of it, and I thought, okay, this is where we're going. Nope, see you later. Screw you, go pound sand. I still don't want it here. I give him an A for effort. This is better than the first time around. Absolutely. Much better effort by Boston 2024. I commend you for that. Much better effort. However, no!
Just for the
sheer... No!
Just for the sheer inconvenience factor.
Exactly. Screw you. I don't want the world here. I don't want the world here. No, I'm not xenophobic. I consider myself to be actually rather open-minded. However, it's a small city. I consider Boston to be kind of quaint, intimate. I don't need the rest of the world here. The rest of you can go pound sand. Nice looking drawings, nice plan. And I'm not joking about that. I do. I have to admit, I was impressed. I thought, now you've got your crap together. Nope. My answer is still nope. I don't want to be an international city. I don't want to be New York. I don't want to be Chicago. I don't want to be L.A. I want to be Boston. I want to stay what we are. I'm content to be what we are. And I don't want the Olympics here for the headache of the 2 weeks or the month or however long it's going to be. Not to mention the construction and everything else that goes along with it. I'm actually talking about the singular event. Nope. My answer is still no. Thank you for your effort. It was a nice idea. And you know what? You really get your crap together this time. But my answer is still no. No! I don't want the world here! No!
So I actually thought, Maz.
I know what it was going to be.
Oh, my God. I thought, so like we were well into the process. We're debating it. And Maz at one point goes in this rant and said, where are you going to put the ski slope? Where are you going to put the ski jump?
That was like back in 2011, I think.
And we go,
Maz, summer games.
That's the summer games.
I'll pull that for tomorrow.
Oh, that was the best. Where are we going to put the ski jump?
I don't remember this one at all.
I don't. Seriously. I remember the ski jump one.
Yeah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports. Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.